Does the month of Kislev have some unifying theme? In a Sicha for Yutas Kislev, printed in Likutei Sichas, Chelek Aleph, in Ois Tezayin, the Rebbe addresses this question. The Rebbe writes, Vegen Chodesh Kislev state, with respect to the month of Kislev, it says, as is vi Chodesh Sivan, that it is similar to the month of Sivan. Sivan is the Dritter Chodesh for Nisan. Sivan is the third month after the month of Nisan. Vas Nisan is Oich Rosh Hashanah v'yishtayit in the Mishnah. And Nisan also has the quality of the Rosh Hashanah. We know that it says, HaChodesh Zal Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. This month is for you the beginning of months. Azoy is Oich Chodesh Kislev, the Dutra Chodesh from the Rosh Hashanah of Vasan Tishrei. In a similar fashion, just as Sivan is the third month from Nisan, so too Kislev is the third month from Tishrei. The chiluk for Nisan and Tishrei is, the difference between Nisan and Tishrei is, Nisan is Avodas HaTzadikim. Nisan refers to the work, the spiritual worship of the righteous. Veru Metias Mitzrayim is an inyan fun geirus, because the exodus from Egypt symbolizes conversion. V'gerush nisgayir kikadon shenayel dami, and somebody who converts is as if they're a child, meaning that all their prior sins are forgiven because they've taken on a new identity. A convert, a ger, in a similar fashion, somebody who's born, a tzaddik, has no, or somebody who's reborn, has no sins, and no things which need to be fixed, no things that aren't as they're meant to be. Because this ger is like somebody who's reborn, who's just been born. In Chodesh Sivan, Vaser is the Dritter Chodesh for Nisan, is there's man fun matan Torah. Chodesh Sivan, which is the third month from Nisan, is the time of matan Torah. Tishrei, however, is avodas balei teshuva. That is the work, the spirit, it symbolizes the spiritual work of people who are repenting. Kislev, vaser is the chodesh hashlishi from Tishrei. Kislev, which is the third month from Tishrei, is matan Torah. The gilui fun primis haTorah. That corresponds to the giving of the Torah. Meaning, just as Sivan, the third month, is when the Torah is given, in a similar fashion, Kislev is an element of Matan Torah. But what's the Matan Torah of Kislev? It is the revelation of the inner dimension of Torah. Azoy vi der inyan von tshuva. Just as this idea of tshuva, hagam as tshuva is hecher von Torah, was der fair health tshuva oich, oif an inyan, was rat poigim given in Torah, von das degin is dem inyan at tshuva. So the Rebbe says that Chasidus and Tshuva have a common dimension. We see that Tshuva is higher than Torah. How do we know that Tshuva is higher than Torah? Because the Torah says that if you do certain things, you get punished. If you do certain things, there are consequences. And Tshuva comes along and says that if you do Tshuva, you are spared from those consequences. So in that sense, Tshuva is higher than the Torah because Tshuva is able to supersede what it says in the Torah. So the Rebbe says, Chasidus, the revelation of Chasidus, is actually quite similar. In that we saw that Tshuva, on the one hand, is higher than Torah, but Tshuva itself we learn from the Torah. So Chasidus has a similar quality. So it is with respect to the revelation of the inner dimensions of Torah. Vazdasi is in Chodesh Kislev, which happens in the month of Kislev, is das gufa nemzich oich von matan Torah shebesivan. The revelation of Chasidus, which happens in Kislev, particularly Yudtes and Chof Kislev, that also derives from matan Torah, which was in Sivan. Voru b'shas matan Torah besivan hafin gebna on yonim von Torah. Because when the Torah was first given in Sivan, all of the ideas in Torah that would be revealed in the future were encoded in the original giving of the Torah. Even the Torah which Mashiach will teach and will reveal, which the Torah of Mashiach is the deepest ideas in the Torah, as the Medrash tells us in Keheles Rabbah, as Torah the Achshav, that the Torah of the present time is hevel legabe terush shel Mashiach. It is absurd. It is mere breath relative to the depth of the Torah of Mashiach. Is oich das at migigeben b'shas matan Torah from Sivan. So even this lofty revelation of the Torah that Mashiach will teach, which will make her prior perspective on the Torah seem even silly and seem meaningless, Even that was encoded in the original giving of the Torah. Aber von des Tvegim, nonetheless, is Pnimius HaTorah given behelim in Ma'an Torah Shebesivan. And the Gili from Pnimius HaTorah is B'chodesh Kislev. So although it's the case that Chassidus was embedded in the original giving of the Torah, just like Teres Shel Mashiach is embedded in the original giving of the Torah, nonetheless, it was in a state of concealment at the original Matan Torah. Under Gilui from Pnimius HaTorah, and the revelation of the inner dimensions of Torah, is B'chodesh Kislev. That happens in the month of Kislev, the Chodesh HaShlishi from Chodesh Tishrei, the third month from Tishrei. Avodas HaTshuva, and that symbolizes the work of Tshuva, because Kislev is in a dark time, and Tishrei itself is a time when we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We are remembering our sins, remembering the way that we haven't measured up, and we ask Hashem for tshuva. And Kislev also symbolizes finding light within the darkness. But in that darkness, then in Chodesh Kislev is the revelation of the inner dimensions of Torah and the spreading of the wellsprings of Chassidus outwards. Which, as we know from the story of the Baal Shem Tov, that is a preparation. The spreading of Chassidus is a preparation for Mashiach. As Mashiach tells the Baal Shem Tov had asked a Mosai Kosimar, when will the Master come, when will Mashiach come? Mashiach responds to Baal Shem Tov, L'chshefutza manesach chutza, when your wellsprings, when your teaching of Chassidus will spread out, then I will come. Mitzadem v'schidesh kislev is his man from Gilei HaTorah, a nayer Gilei HaTorah, es nisgal giver in Pnimius HaTorah, mitzadem kum toich harap in velt. As b'chidesh kislev is mayer in velt, a nayer Gilei der inyan hanisim. So given that Kislev is inherently a time of revelation of the Torah, it's the time when Pnimius HaTorah, when Chassidus was always slated to be revealed, that's why Kislev is also the time of the revelation of Nisim, the revelation of miracles, particularly the miracle of Hanukkah, but also the miracle of the Alter Rebbe getting out of prison. Chassidus is gut mevar deminyan. Chassidus well explains, be'emes is hanhogas hateva uis uich Nisim, that the natural order is also miraculous. What we call nature is also miraculous. Nor de chiluki is the difference between what we would call nature and what we would call a miracle, is that teva is a gilui v'sefiran shtendik. Teva, nature, is a revelation which happens all the time. It's always here. Is mitzadim hergil, as a result of our habituation, zet zichnit on their nis. We don't perceive the miraculous quality of nature. Bizvanin, to the point that, as McCain made, we might think, as this is a bir b'liman and chasashom, we might even think that the world is like a palace without any ruler, to use the Medrash's term, basically to think that we might be atheists. We might think there's no ruler of the universe, no master of the universe, because it seems like everything is functioning like clockwork without any divine intervention. Ober, however, b'shas is kum tanis, when a miracle happens, was men is nit ungewohnt in them, which we are not used to, which we're not habituated to, demult is thus begilui. Then the miraculous quality of reality is revealed. But thus is the inyan nisim, and that is the idea of miracles in general. As this is a gilui chadash, it is a new revelation. On their fire is kislev a chodesh for nisim, and since kislev is the month of revelation, that is also why miracles have happened in kislev. Vayelas is dachas man from a gilui chadash in Torah. Kislev is inherently a time where new Torah is revealed. Un istakel b'reis ubar olma. And Chazal tell us, Istakel b'reis ubar olma, Hashem peered into the Torah and created the world. So there does nimshach eich in velt. If something is true of the Torah, that there's new revelation in Torah, that manifests also in the world, and there's a new revelation in the world. As eich in der en hagof in oylam is thus as man from nisa megillei chadash. That also in the world itself, it's a time of miracles, and we see new revelation. And that explains why Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, falls out in Kislev. That the miracle is with oil, which symbolizes Razin the Razin, the most sublime mysteries. An extremely lofty revelation. V'the Ramban shreibt, like the Ramban Al-Tayr writes, in no one from Medrash, quoting in Medrash, the Eibishter had gezogt to Aaron, that Hashem told Aaron, Shalcha gedoyla mishalahem. Your contribution to the Mishkan is greater than the contribution of the Nesim. The Nesim brought all sorts of gifts, expensive gifts, to build the Mishkan, but Aaron lights the menorah. And Hashem tells Aaron that your lighting the menorah is greater than the gifts that the Nesim brought to build the Mishkan. Why is that? The Neiros Chanukah zayin hecher for Neiros Hamikdash. The Neiros of Chanukah, the candles of Chanukah, are higher than the candles of the Beis Hamikdash. From Neiros Hamikdash zayin kayamin if ebik in Neiros Chanukah zayin kayamin lo'ilam. The flames of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash are not eternal. They do not last forever since the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. But the candles of Chanukah are eternal because the candles of Chanukah are in every place and in every generation. And these candles of Chanukah are recalling Aaron's light. They're recalling the candles that Aaron lit, irrespective of the physical structure of the Beis Hamikdash. And similarly, later on, is given their neis for Yotes Kislev. We had the miracle of Yotes Kislev when the Alter Rebbe got out of prison when it seemed that he might have been killed, chas v'shalom, by the Russian government. And what was the neis? It allowed the Alter Rebbe to get out of prison, which allowed for afatz teres achsedes, but thus is eichan inyin vas is kayim la'ad only alamin. The Alter Rebbe was allowed to spread chasidus, which is also something that's eternal. Vayel, because because spreading the teachings of Chassidus is a preparation for the revelation of Mashiach. Let's summarize the Sicha. Why does Chanukah fall out in the month of Kislev? What's the connection between Chanukah and Kislev? And why is the miracle of Chanukah specifically with oil? The Rebbe explains that everything that happens in the world is a reflection of Torah. As we know from Chazal tell us, Istakel be'iraisa u'bar olma. Hashem peered into the Torah and created the world. So, in Torah, what does the month of Kislev symbolize? Kislev is a time of revelation of Torah. Which revelation of Torah? The revelation of the Torah's mysteries, Chassidus. And shemen, oil, the Rebbe tells us, symbolizes razin de razin. It symbolizes the most sublime mysteries. And that explains why it is that Chanukah falls out in Kislev, and why it's a miracle with oil. Because miracles symbolize revelation. Oil symbolizes the most sublime levels of Torah. So since the revelation of Chassidus was always meant to happen in the month of Kislev, that empowered the month of Kislev to be the month in which Chanukah would manifest.